Jingle Bell.
Yo, learning about the whole Jingle Bell thing, bro, is crazy, bro.
When you ask any Ghanaian to sing a Christmas song, the first song that's going to come to their mind is Jingle Bells, Jingle Bells, Jingle All the Way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You don't
What
know.
if I told you that song is not even a Christmas song? Like, it has nothing to do with Christmas. In fact, it's a drinking song. When I say Jingle Bell, this is what is going to come to your mind first, right? But this is the real Jingle Bell. Now, the original name of this song, Jingle Bells, is One Horse Open Sleigh by James Pierpont back in 1857. So that's like 100 years before Ghana got independence. This song was first performed at the minstrel show. Now, if you don't know what the minstrel show is, you can Google it. You understand. This song is believed to have two origins, but there's a plaque that shows where the song comes from and then who wrote the song. When you Google Jingle Bell right now, they'll tell you that it's the ball they used to hang around horses back in the day to avoid collision in the snow. It made a lot of noise so that when they are riding in the snow, they will not collide against each other. But actually, this is the real Jingle Bell. It was like a collar they used to hang around the slaves back in the day so that they could not escape.
You get
If
it?
you're escaping, there's this bell at the edges that will make noise for them to come and catch you.
I'm
So
telling you.
just in case you are thinking of singing Jingle Bell this Christmas, think twice.
See, all this, bro, for me, a day is a day. I ain't gonna lie to you. Every day is another day. Every day is a birthday. Every day is a celebration because realistically, every day is brand new. Really, in every day, every second is brand new. Cells are developing, cells are being destroyed. So, like, everything is new. You know what I'm saying? Apparently, it takes, what, 365 days for all your cells to completely change. Thus, the whole idea of birthday, right? So, all the cells in your body, for them to die and be completely brand new, you know what I'm saying? It takes 365 days, biologically. Check that out. So basically, you know what I'm saying? That's kind of why technically you a new person every year. But realistically, every day you're a new person because cells are still getting destroyed and replicating, or new cells are being produced every day. All that scientific stuff aside, the whole Jingle Bell situation, it just kind of learning that this whole thing is like a slave thing and all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, you learn something every day. And some things you learn, you don't, you, I mean, sometimes you want to unlearn them just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I ain't gonna lie. I've always understood that, understood this from research and whatever it is, that the Christian holiday, Christmas, all this Easter, all this good stuff was originally a pagan, these were pagan holidays or pagan festivals, festivities, you know what I'm saying? That, the church decided, they're gonna turn around, you know what I'm saying? So celebrating the other gods, they're gonna celebrate the God, you know what I'm saying? So I can understand why they did that. Why some other people would be like, man, they're still doing the same rituals and stuff like that, and that, just switching names. All that aside, I for the Christians, I get it, you know what I'm saying? Whatever, life is really how you think about it, you know what I'm saying? So if you're worshiping, where your focus is, where your focus is. All the same, but I thought that, that's as far as I thought. But now coming into this, it's like, damn, damn, like, damn, that's deep. You feel me? So should people still celebrate it? Or should people not even celebrate the whole Christmas thing? You know what I'm saying? Or sing the songs, you know what I'm saying? Or do these holidays that, you know what I'm saying? That how do y'all feel about it? Because for me personally, I mean, the past is the past. You feel what I'm saying? Sometimes it sucks to say that because, that's like black and white, even though we know everything is gray. It's black and white saying the past is the past because the past molds your present. You know what I'm saying? Your present molds your future. You know what I'm saying? But it's technically the past determines the future, in a sense. So we get it. You know what I mean? But at the same time, dwelling on the past means you live in the past and you don't end up living in the future, or even might even get the chance to be in the future. So it's one of those things. So you kind of gotta live in the present. You can't look at the past. You can't look at the future. You have to be in the present. That being said, if that's what it was, those, these, rituals or whatever, that's what it was, and it's been converted to something good, cool. If it was racist as hell and all that good stuff, and it's converted to something good, cool. I guess me personally, I just, I don't have any problem people doing it. I wouldn't feel necessarily comfortable doing it or saying it, knowing the, getting this knowledge. But I'm not trying to change anybody's spirit, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely think everybody should do whatever feels right to them. I'm not trying to convince you. Never been trying to do that. That's never what I do on this channel. You know, so I speak my thoughts. If it resonates with you, cool. If it doesn't, cool. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'd like to hear your thoughts about it, you know, after learning this or, you know, seeing this, you know. Is it even true? Do you think it's true? Mind you, this is coming from a Ghanaian, you know what I'm saying? By the way, I'm Nigerian, born and raised, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, although I'm in the land right now, you know, so I live in the land, you know, shame from the land, you know what I'm saying, in a sense, you know what I mean? But, yeah, so I'd like to hear your thoughts about it, you know what I'm saying? What do y'all think? You agree? Disagree? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And, of course, hit that subscribe button and tap in with that tap in. You know what I'm saying? It's your boy Almighty. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. See you.
Almighty. Oh,